Good morning and welcome to WPPA Sports Saturday. Saturday, August 10th, as we flip the script to the fall sports season. On Sports Saturday, great show last week with Dr. Robert Lombardi, getting us ready for high school football 2019. But first, we got to thank our financial benefactors, none bigger than CACL Financial, 1800 West Market Street in the city of Pottsville. Always open online at caclfcu.org, the number one lending institution for the past 5 straight years. It's because you won't find a better fiduciary relationship anywhere.
We've got to say thank you to BG's Value Markets, 4 convenient locations for your shopping experience. Check them out in Millersburg, Jonestown, Pine Grove, and Minersville. They've got aisles upon aisles of grocery shopping savings. And don't forget, they've got the meat for the hot irons of that late summer grill. Stop by BG's Value Markets and check out their selection of grilling meats, because if they were any fresher,
you'd have to slap them.
Gears Dairy, the official hydrator of the summer of 2019 and WPPA Sports Saturday. Check them out at your favorite retail location. Their dairy line, from whole milk to skim milk. The orange juices start your Saturday morning off just right. They're the delicious, thirst-quenching iced tea and fruit drink products. Chaz, you enjoying today?
The typical diet green tea, because it's oh so tasty.
And I am enjoying once again a sugar-free tea here this morning, courtesy of Gears Dairy. First things first, let's get it off.
Some hot news, Doc.
Yeah, it's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
That was not where I was going. I like to keep that quiet.
Yeah. I didn't know I had to bring that out. But, yeah, some hot news, some very, very hot news. Fresh off the press, my friend. Fresh off the press. We have taken the step into the 21st century here on WPPA Sports Saturday. You will now be able to find all of our shows on anchor.fm, also on Spotify, as we are now a podcast.
You got that right.
All of our shows will
be trending, baby.
Yeah, we're trending. All of our shows will be archived to both of those spots. More of a reason to like us on Facebook. Check
also
us out.
Also could be coming soon to the Apple Podcast Network. The whole shamil here will be on the table. So if you missed the show, never fear. We're a podcast now, baby.
Right here on your whatever device that you want to listen to on. But if more of a reason to like WPPA Sports Saturday on Facebook, you just check us out. WPPA Sports Saturday. We're on Facebook. We're also on Twitter. And as soon as we post the show, probably within 30 minutes of the show's conclusion on air, you'll be able to find the link right on Facebook. It'll take you right to the podcast of that week. It'll also show you the previous episodes that the weeks are. It'll tell you the guests who appeared on the show. So, you know, today when we post it up, it'll say, you know, coaches Wally Hall and Mike Farr. You know, and it'll be right there within a half hour, hopefully. That's our goal, is to get it archived and processed and out into the...
Depends on how fast Chuck, our producer, works.
Come on, Chuck. Chuck on the other side of the glass over there giving us the thumbs up, saying, hey, it's going to be quite fast. But it will be out there in archive for all of you listeners, parents.
Last week's show is there already. So if you missed the show with Dr. Lombardi and you want to know all the changes coming to the high school football season this year, also some changes coming to soccer. He talks about that. He talks about the transfer rule, the competition formula, which will be in play next year when they start to recalculate enrollments here in October. All of that is part of that, and that is already on the WPPA Sports Saturday podcast on anchor.fm and also on Spotify.
Yeah, and hopefully coming to the Apple network of podcasts sometime soon. They're tough. They're tough. I mean, once we hit it there, then we're off and rolling. But
make it anywhere. It's up to you, Big Eddie. It's up to you.
But a big show today, Chaz, as you talked about it already. Yes. The football edition of preseason. We start off 13 days till kickoff. 13 13 days to kick off of the 2019 high school football season. And the excitement is abound about a lot of our local high school squads. We chose the two that were picked by our media pundits to represent the Division I and Division II. The Schuylkill League is champions. To join us on the program today, we'll have Wally Hall of the North Schuylkill Spartans. His team has the bullseye on their back, as the media pundits believe that they are going to be the cream of the crop in Division I. And then, of course, Mike Farr, the Hurricanes coach at Schuylkill Haven, he's going to join us, too, as the media pundits once again says they are the cream of the crop.
They're looking to four-peat the Division II championship are these Hurricanranas. So we'll
wow.
see.
Wow, Hurricanranas.
Yeah, wow. yeah. So it'll be interesting. But big news coming out is the WPPA Sports Saturday
podcast. Yeah, that is pretty cool.
Well, Doc, what do you say we take a look at our broadcast schedules? On the,
we're finally going to reveal season. Them.
Yeah, we'll talk about them today. We might as well get them in.
Well, as if you were listening to WPPA earlier this morning, you heard me come on and invite you to join us for our 73rd season of Crimson Tide football here on WPPA. Of course, your home for Crimson Tide sports wall to wall, but it all starts off with Hazleton.
Yeah, listen to this schedule, folks. First game at home against Mike Brennan and the Hazleton Cougars. Going to open up the vet on the 23rd. Then week two, it's
perennial foe, I guess. I mean, it seems to be a rivalry sort of formed north and south of the what we like to form or term the border. You know, north of the border, south of the border. Of course, that border being Berks and Schuylkill County. And Wyatt Missing comes to town once again as the Spartans come on up. They like to play here at the Vet. You know, I mean, it's no secret. We've never gone down to Wyatt Missing to play a game in the last umpteen years. The coach likes to come up here. He likes to bring his boys up here. He likes the history of Veterans Memorial Stadium. And they'll come in on week number two, Friday, August 30th. And, you know, real quick. Do you ever recall us having 2 weeks of football in before Labor Day?
Never. Yeah. Last year.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, isn't
last
it?
Last year we did. But anyway, week three, you're, oh, where? Back at home at Veterans Memorial Stadium as
the Kicking Mules of Muhlenberg come into town to take on the Crimson Tide. And this, again, a holdover from that Berks inter-league play. When the
Crimson Berks Tide, IC.
Yeah, inter-county or whatever league. This is a holdover from that, and another nice formidable rivalry. And I mean, some of these rivalries are going to go, Chaz. I mean,
yeah,
next year,
no,
it's,
next year it's all you know, everything's over but the crying. Anyway, week four, you're back at home at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Yeah. The Comets of Crestwood come to town to take on the Crimson Tide. And, you know, you talk about week number four. I've got four straight home games to start the season. Well, then I hit the road.
Let's talk about week number five.
No, stay in week four. I hit the road. I go to Wyatt Missing.
Yes, you do. Blue Mountain.
Yeah.
At Wyatt Missing in week four, a Saturday afternoon special here on WPPA.
Yeah, that is Saturday, September 14th, as the Eagles go down and take on the Spartans, 1:30 in the afternoon. And that is a cool setting, Chaz. Yeah, I mean, we've commented it over
the last
few years.
But we're going to talk to a coach here shortly about that setting and some concerns that they have, but we'll talk about that coming up in our interview with Wally Hall, and you'll hear it when I reveal the T-102 schedule, what I'm talking about. But week five, you're leaving on a jet plane because your game is by the Philly airport.
Yeah,
the
Interboro.
Road trip of the year
Interboro.
For the boys.
Yeah, it's Interboro. You know what I mean? I mean, it's an hour and a half away. You know, I mean, we get the WPPA cruiser fired up, and we'll take a ride down to Interboro. And I guess it would only be a one-year stint because, yeah. I mean, it's just – and Interboro had the advantage, and they said, hey, listen, you're coming down. And then week number six, we travel to the land of running water and the Blue Raiders.
Big showdown.
Yeah, on September 27th, we'll go into the land of running water. That closes out September. We move into October, and 10-4 good buddy Lee Hyten comes to town as the Indians take to the warpath and find themselves entering Veterans Memorial Stadium in Pottsville. Week number eight. Pottsville goes to Jim Thorpe to take on the Olympians. That's on October 11th. October 18th, it's Blue Mountain at Pottsville. And, of course, start lining up at the gates now because that one is always a packed house. It doesn't matter if it's at the Eagles Nest or at the Vet. It's always jam-packed. A great rivalry between those two squads in everything from marbles to football. And then we close out the season, Chaz. A game that you will be broadcasting.
Oh, you want to let that cat out of the bag?
Yeah,
we're
why not?
Keep that quiet.
Pottsville.
We're going to pull the old booth swap that night.
Yeah, we're going to do a wife swap, but it's a booth swap. And we'll take the color guy and the play-by-play guy from WPPA. We'll ship them off to T-102. And the T-102 guys will come over to WPPA. We'll still keep the same sideline, guys. Charlie will still be there.
Oh, yeah. We
roaming
have to have
the turf.
Homer Charlie has to be at North Schuylkill the 10th week of the season. As, yes, JP and I will be calling the Tide game that week. You and Bernie will be calling the T-102 game, which we'll get to in just a moment. Coming up on T-102 this year, we packaged 12 games on the schedule.
Nice.
12 big games.
And, of course, I mean, my big question is the biggest game of the year that I look forward to is that Saturday evening tilt in Pine Grove. Is it still there?
Oh, it's there.
Oh, Pine Grove homecoming game. I love
it.
Oh, no, I'm not kissing pig.
You won't be on the booth.
I'm the only one that kissed the pig ever.
You'll be on the booth. The pig didn't get kissed last year. There was no pig.
Yeah, but I'm the only one that ever stepped up and kissed
it. I have photographic evidence. We also have audio evidence.
You remember it squealing?
Anyway, the T-102 High School Football Game of the Week kicking off next two Fridays from now.
13 days.
Schuylkill Haven at Jim Thorpe to get us underway this year. We'll be traveling right out of the gate.
Yeah, well, then you like to travel with Jim Thorpe. Your broadcast partner loves Jim Thorpe.
He treats you after the game.
Yeah, he treats you to a little dinner
after the game. So then the week two matchup will be the battle in the backyard. Nativity at Minersville will be our week two tilt on T-102.
That's a great rivalry formed last year. You know, I mean, they're working on that, and it goes for a good cause too. They always pick a nice charitable.
Absolutely, and there's a trophy involved.
Yep.
Like and 9-6 Saturday or Friday in week three, we go south of the border, Blue Mountain at Hamburg. So we'll see Chuck Kutz taking on his old school of business in Corey Mabry's club. Saturday of week three, it will be North Schuylkill at Wyomissing.
Wow.
That is a one-game pickup as a local team dropped North Schuylkill, scrambled for an opponent. Bob Wolfram agreed. North Schuylkill traveling down. Some concerns about the size of the away bleachers because the Spartans are expecting a huge following this year. But that will be a Saturday afternoon special on T-102, a big matchup there between North Schuylkill and Wyomissing.
But it's almost like a small atmosphere or small campus college atmosphere. Yeah, I mean, you can bring your lawn chairs, I think, still and sit along that visitor site. Sure. So Spartan fans, don't get upset. There will be some seats. You're just going to have to bring them yourself. It is a great place.
Week four, are you ready? Tri-Valley at Pine Grove area.
Ooh.
Last year of the Twin Valley Conference. Yep. Could be some contenders in there. And we'll have that one on Friday the 13th of September.
Doo-doo-doo.
We travel to week five. Tamaqua coming into Blue Mountain for a tussle in Division I of the Schuylkill League. The week after, Jim Thorpe into North Schuylkill, our first look at the brandy new turf surface, and we'll talk to Wally Hall about that coming up in just a few moments from now. That's the Saturday night special, is week six, Juanita or Juniata at Pine Grove. We will be at the homecoming game that Saturday.
Love that. I look forward to that every year.
Week seven could be the Division I championship if the media and coaches have it correct. Tamaqua traveling in to Spartanland at North Schuylkill. We'll be on the air in Fountain Springs. Week eight, Minersville at Schuylkill Haven. Week nine, Shenandoah Valley. Going to mix it up with Minersville in Minersville. One of the best views in the land is the Minersville Press Box. Almost what I learned last year, what I found to be the greatest view to call football in Schuylkill County, the top of the press box in Tamaqua.
Yeah.
But we're not making it to Tamaqua just yet. Week 10 will be the
booth swap.
The booth swap with Belly and Bernie calling Schuylkillhaven at Blue Mountain.
And boy, that Southern Schuylkill brawl for it all is a great game. Year in and year out, Chaz, and last year not a letdown at all. I mean, and it's a tough game. I mean, both of those squads, it's neighbor versus neighbor, family versus family. It's indeed. Almost like the Hatfield and McCoys.
And we'll talk to Mike Farr a little later on in the program here this morning as Wally Hall and Coach Mike Farr are guests. And, Doc, what do you say we get out of the way? And let's talk to the experts on their respective programs. It's two-a-day start Monday. We'll have the Spartan boss, Wally Hall, coming up around the corner here on AM 1360, 105.9, FM 106.
And worldwide, WPPARadio.com, and now podcasting on Spotify and Anchor FM.
Hi Wow is being heard all across Schuylkill County. What is it? CACL Financial's High Wow Checking Account. It stands for Helping You and Others Won't. If you live, work, or worship in Schuylkill County, CACL Financial's High Wow Account offers terrific features like no minimum balance, no maintenance or penalty fees, and earn 1% annual percentage yield on your account when you have e-statements and 10 point-of-sale transactions with your debit card per month. High Wow Checking from CACL Financial. Named the best bank in Schuylkill County in the Reader's Choice poll for the fifth year in a row. Earn 1% annual percentage yield on your checking account. Make your money work as hard as you do. CACL Financial. Online at CACLFCU.org. Like us on Facebook or visit our Pottsville office on West Market Street. CACL Financial. Member NCUA Equal Housing Lender. If terms aren't met, regular interest rates apply.
Gears Dairy on the Tumbling Run Road is the county's oldest full-service family-owned dairy. Gears prides themselves on their high standards and offers quality produced milk products as well as orange juice, fruit drinks, and their very own popular iced tea. Make Gears a name you invite into your home every day. Look for Gears products in your favorite supermarket or convenience store. Gears Dairy on the Tumbling Run Road, the county's oldest full-service family-owned dairy, always committed to excellence.
The Hurry Up and Save Sales event is happening now at Sands Ford of Pottsville. Sweet deals and summer, they don't last long, and neither will these deals. Check out our great selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, and our hot summer prices. Sands Ford of Pottsville, where we make it easy. Now on Route 61 South, just a few minutes south of downtown Pottsville.
You're listening to Sports Saturday on WPPA with Ed and Chaz. Tune in to the Phillies later today on your news and sports leader, AM 1360.
Phillies baseball, the Phils out in San Francisco taking on a Giants, 3:30 for the pregame, 4:05 first pitch, the eighth inning today, that OIP flamethrower inning. Brett Maley, Lake Winona, our lucky contestant. If the Phils pitcher strike out the side in the eighth, Brett will win himself a gift card from OIP and Ponto. The food is flame-smoking good. And the man, the myth, the legend, the icon, the showstopper. It's Wally Hall of the North Schuylkill Spartans joining us this morning. And good morning, Wally. And I guess we could say welcome to your new house, huh? A little bit of turf surface up there in Spartan Stadium for you. And have you had the chance to walk on it yet?
Yeah, good morning, guys. Great to be back. And didn't really walk on it too much, just getting a visual of the field, and of course there's a lot of excitement. We're really eager to get on the field and, you know, start doing some of our workouts and our practices on there. But looks great. It's an incredible place now.
Walter, I can tell you, it went from smelling like new carpet to smelling like your local tire dealer in a hurry. And you can actually go out there within a couple of hours from now and run your full practice.
Yeah, I'm sure they've been really busy, and I know they're just doing all the finishing up now. So next week we're looking forward to getting on the field, as many others.
Wally, you know, a big advantage. I mean, a lot of area coaches have said, I mean, you had the advantage for many years. You had a sod turf that was kind of questionable at times. You know, I mean, we all go back to the District 11 game. You know, I mean, when you beat Jim Thorpe, and I mean, there was a lot of questions on, yeah, should the game be played? Now, no questions anymore. It's an all-weather surface.
Yeah, you know, the bottom line is the football game's going to be played. You know, rain, the only thing that's going to stop a football game is lightning and thunder. But now you got a great surface, a surface that you can certainly play on all the time, and with great footing. So, you know, there's going to be no question that games are going to be played. Rain, it doesn't affect us now.
You know, Wally, speaking of lightning and thunder, I think that might be the best way to describe your team this season. You got some speed back at the quarterback position. You have some thunder on the defense with Jake Green, Tyler Elsden. I mean, whoa, baby. Teams need to be prepared this season for what's going to come at them.
Yeah, and staying healthy. But, you know, when you put the personnel together, and it does make it real interesting. I think we're doing more than offensively, just speaking, more than what we've done a year ago. So, you know, because with the personnel that we have and the learning that they had to do last year, now the carryover to this year. So it's fun to coach a group of guys like that. They're good football players, but they're great young men, and they work incredibly hard, and they just work. And when you're a coach, you really have to appreciate that.
Well, they're talking a little bit about the, I mean, Chaz brought up about Tyler Elsden. He commits to Penn State. Jake Green, he commits to a school, Townsend in Maryland. And, you know, I mean, you have two Division I recruits on your squad. And, you know, I mean, it's busy as a coach as these kids are getting recruited, because you've got to give film and all that stuff out, and you've got to give the kids some advice.
Absolutely. It's busy, but it's really fun. It's great meeting all these coaches. It's incredible the individuals that came through Schuylkill County this past school year to see these young boys and other young boys too in the district. So it is. It's a great time. It's busy, but like I said, it's a lot of fun. It's really fun meeting these individuals and sitting down and talking with them. And I'm sure they enjoyed the process, but it also got incredibly stressful for them, because it is like a business, and they do have to make a decision, and sometimes that decision they have to make has to be done sooner than later, because they only take so many kids at a certain position. So it's fun, but does become stressful also.
You know, Wally, when you take a look up at the makeup of this team and doing some of our homework during the preseason, 9 kids that have some starting experience coming back, but it seems like a lot of the key places where you lost competitors from last year is up front. How is your line shaping up now with some fresh faces mixing in with a couple of returning starters?
They're shaping up very well. It's building that continuity amongst the five, the communication. But when it comes down to it, the reality of it is we have John Harhai. He's a returner up front. Dustin Wallace started 5 games for us last year with injuries because 2 of our players. But the bottom line, when we take a look at it, it's just the guys that are there now, it's their turn. They worked really hard. It's their turn. It's their opportunity. So they're really excited, and they're working hard.
You know, when you take a look, some of the things that I've noticed is offensive linemen may only have to play along the offensive line this year for you.
Yeah, and that's always our plan. I mean, we try to do so. Our offensive line, they're just going to be one-way guys, and then we have our defensive line that are primary one-way guys. They're guys that are to get a break. Obviously, Jake Green and Jesse White are there, you know, so they play some offensively, but they're more defensive side guys.
You know, Wally, last year you end up the District 11 3A champion. You sort of got that proverbial monkey off your back in beating Notre Dame of Green Pond. You know, they've seemed to be the nemesis for you. These kids are the ones that are returning or were a part of that team. How much more hungry are they to advance past that point this year?
They are. And, you know, there's little talk about it. The reality of it is, and having veteran guys and knowing how to get to that last game and continue on, they really understand, like, really nobody cares about last year. It's all about this year. And they know it's all that hard work and that commitment and being accountable that got them to that place. So, you know, we're taking every day and working hard every day, you know, understanding that it's a total process.
Wally, you know, with the success of the last few seasons, you know, numbers, are they up over when you took over the program?
Oh, absolutely. So, I mean, our numbers-wise, we probably doubled in kids from when they'd taken over in the program. So we're really happy with that.
You know, Wally, when you take a look, you have a quarterback coming back, Jaden Leiby, who blasted onto the scene. I mean, North Schuylkill was the WPPA T-102 Team of the Year last year. Tyler was our Defensive Player of the Year. But Jaden seemed to be the straw that stirred the proverbial drink, so to speak.
Yes. Great athlete. Runs a spread read offense incredibly well. I mean, he's just a natural at it. Comes to him very easy doing that, but great athleticism. What I like about this year, you know, a quarterback like that, obviously, they're going to say, we're going to try to slow this guy down. Well, he needs some support, and I think we found more of that support to alleviate Jaden just a little bit, but obviously, you know, he's the guy who wants the ball in the hands and running and throwing the ball.
You know, you have Zach Chwanski coming back into the backfield as well. Put up some good numbers last year for you. You have the younger Chwanski stepping up now, Josh, who can pretty much run like a deer. You have a couple of fullbacks up in front and great hands in Josh Stankiewicz and Dylan Dietz at wideout. I mean, it's kind of like pick your poison almost.
It is. So, and that's one thing. We wanted to solidify our receivers. So I think we have at least six, seven receivers now that we're really confident in. You know, so that gives us stability, again, to do a little bit more offensively. And then, like you said, in the backfield, we have some good speed in the fullback. So, yeah, it's a good situation for us.
Wally, I got a question. You talk about a spread read offense, and you were always known for the midline option type of offense. How hard was that as you as a coach to adjust to something new?
Well, that's what the off season's about. I mean, you have to look at your personnel, and then when you look at your personnel, you have to go study. So we go to a lot of clinics and stuff like that and talk with a lot of other coaches, and it's constantly learning, and that's fun. I mean, that's one thing I enjoy is going out and, you know, learning some new schemes, you know, and so do the other coaches. But that's all part of being a coach, and that's one part that I really, really enjoy in the off season.
You know what's crazy, Wally, when you take a look at this team? You possibly have at least eight games on turf this year. Does that make it a little bit quicker for you?
Yeah, well, the speed of the game, definitely. It's quicker on turf. Yes, so eight of our games are on turf. Which is great because we get, we guaranteed obviously five, being able to practice on turf, and then three-way games we'll also have on turf. But the speed of the game, it's definitely going to be fast.
When you take a look at your defense this year, of course, all-area leader Tyler Elsden back leading the charge on defense, 108 tackles last year, 21 for a loss. He had an interception return for a touchdown and just got a little bigger, faster, and stronger in the offseason.
Yeah, definitely. Really, really developed, Tyler. You know, definitely has his size, obviously, for, you know, where he has committed to for school. You know, he's a solid 225 pounds now. And something he worked. I mean, that's it. The bottom line is he comes to work every day and really pays attention to what he does, his rest, his diet, everything. So, you know, we're incredibly excited about Tyler this year. But something that's unique about our defense, we have five kids, you know, that are seniors this year and one other. But the five, I should say first, they're four-year starters. They started as freshmen, and then we have another individual who's a three-year starter. So there's a lot of experience back in the defensive side.
I'm glad you brought that up because that leads me in. Although Tyler seems to be getting a lot of the publicity and a lot of the cover boy stuff, which doesn't really affect him. It's pretty cool to watch. He's still the same Tyler that I remember from 8, 9 years old when you and I would yell at him at Little League games.
Yeah,
but, you know, we got to talk about a kid like Jason Lipshaw and Jesse White, kids up front that have really contributed and have done great things on the defensive side of the ball, and Jake Green. I mean, when you look at those three on the defensive line, I mean, they're pretty tough customers. Lipshaw is probably one of the most unheralded kids and contrite kids I've ever come across.
Absolutely. So Jason Lipshaw, this Tim as an individual, he's a four-year starter for us on the defensive side of the ball. he's a kid that could definitely start on the offensive line also. But he knows his role. And as a defensive player, down guy, he's really good, and he's really strong and put on some good weight. So he's like 265 now. So, but a four-year starter, Jake Green, four-year starter. We all know his makeup and what he do. He's 280 pounds. Jaden Leiby, four-year starter on defense. Zach Chowanski, four-year starter on defense. Jesse White, three-year starter on defense. So a lot of experience.
You know, you talk about Zach Chowanski. Let's talk about him. He's your running back and your featured back, and he has 97 carries for 591 yards. It's 6.1 yards a carry and 8 touchdowns last season for you. You know what I mean? If my math is still right, handing the ball twice and we're moving the chains.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's a deal with Zach. He's a good downhill runner. He does have speed, but he is incredibly strong, and that's what we like. You know, when the ball gets handed off, we want positive yards, and he's certainly capable of doing that. So, you know, Zach's turn this year. He's a senior. Expecting a big year from him.
You know, Wally, who are some of those breakout kids who are going to kind of turn heads and make everybody say, wow, where'd this kid come from?
Well, it's kind of unfair just to give names out there because we do have a number of kids, and, you know, it's some kids' opportunity. So we hope there's just more than one. And we certainly know there's going to be more than one. But like I said, it's unfair just to start saying some names and leave somebody out. There's always surprises, and we're excited about some of our kids coming up.
I know you're excited about the kicking game.
Yes, big thing, special teams every day. You know, I do the special teams, so it's also really fun to do with our kids. But Mitch Lavelle has definitely gotten stronger. We're really excited about him. He's kicking very well.
You know, Wally, it's funny that you bring up about the special teams and you run it every day. A lot of coaches will say sometimes that's where the game's won and lost, and it seemed like for a while there we got away from special teams, but now it's becoming more to the forefront and a lot of people relying on those special teams deep into the season.
Yeah, definitely. You certainly have to look at your coverage teams. That's an important part of the game, but you can't leave one part of the special teams out. They're very crucial, which is good for us. We have the numbers, and we get a lot of other kids on the field and that opportunity to play. So that's just, I tell the guys, you know, there's 88 positions in a football team. So, you know, work hard to get out in the field on one of these positions, and we're at the luxury and fortunate with the numbers we have to get a lot of kids playing time.
You know, Wally, it's interesting. Looking at the Spartan schedule for this year, you've backed down from no one. I mean, you have Loyal Sock, Shamokin, Wyomissing, Mount Carmel's on the schedule. Then you get into Jim Thorpe and Lee Heighton and Tamaqua and Pottsville and Blue Mountain. And I know I'm leaving one out, but, boy, that's a pretty big gauntlet to haul here through 10 weeks.
Well, yep. Great schedule. And it's our athletic director, Jim Gross, 3 years ago, we started to work on was picking up some other teams, and it's worked great. So last year, Loyal Sock was new. This year, we have Wyomissing, so we're really excited about that game. But, you know, more importantly, looking forward to the week one. But great schedule we have.
Yeah, I forgot Haven, the perennial Division II champion. You know what I mean? So it's not like Nord Skookle's walking through the tulips and saying, well, we'll take it easy until we get to the Division I schedule. It's just mighty impressive.
It is. It is. It's a really good schedule, you know, and if things work out like they do and, you know, move along, it benefits us because we're playing some of these bigger schools.
Wally, let me ask you one final question. Is how do you love us in the media as we picked you to be the Division I champ once again? You're the media favorite. We threw that first bullseye on your back pretty quick.
Yeah, we don't really entertain that too much.
Wally, thank you for joining us. We congratulate you on your new home up there, and we hope for much success on that turf and get them in 2019 here. And, hey, 13 days away from opening night, buddy.
You got it. Thank you guys very much.
Thanks, Wally. There you have it, Doc. Wally Hall, the head coach of the Nord Skookle Spartans, primed and ready for 2019 to get underway. A lot of familiar names and faces on that Spartan lineup this year, and picked to be number one by the coaches and the media.
Don't forget WPPA Sports Saturday is a podcast on anchor.fm, also on Spotify. Shows will be posted within a half hour of closing out here live on the air here on WPPA AM 1360, FM 106.
And worldwide at WPPAradio.com.
BG's Value Markets, Minersville, Pine Grove, Jonestown, and Millersburg. Open daily 7 a.m. till 9 p.m. Grab your store list and check out these great deals. 5 different varieties of Encore entrees, $2.28 each. Tasty Cake Family Packs, 5 for $10. Best Yet Shredded Cheese, $1.68. All Natural Chicken Leg Quarters, just 88 cents a pound. All Natural Top Round London Broil, $3.78 per pound. Sugardale Sliced Bacon, 2 12-ounce packages for only $5. Pork Butt Steaks, $1.98 a pound. BG's Store Made Fiesta Pasta Salad, $3.98 a pound. 4 packs of Oven Ready Seafood Cakes, just $5. White or Peanut Butter Iced Cinnamon Buns, fresh from BG's In-Store Bakery, 6 for $3.98. Locally Grown Peaches or Nectarines, 98 cents a pound. Locally Grown In-Husk Corn, 6 for $2. Conveniently located in Pine Grove, Minersville, Jonestown, and Millersburg.
If you're a business owner, you know that keeping track of your finances is a daily challenge. Make your banking as easy as it can be at CACL Financial. CACL Financial is the convenient, cost-effective, and friendly place to do your business banking. If you're a business that's located in or does business in Schuylkill County, become a member today. What makes a business banking relationship with CACL Financial better for you? We have business deposit accounts, free checking, and no maintenance fees and no minimum deposits. Need financing? CACL Financial offers business loans of all kinds and merchant services too. CACL Financial, business banking the way it was meant to be. That's why we've been voted the best bank in Schuylkill County in the Reader's Choice poll for the fifth consecutive year. Call 570-628-2400 to learn more or online at caclfcu.org. Like us on Facebook. A better business banking relationship is just one step away at CACL Financial. Member NCUA Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to Sports Saturday on WPPA with Ed and Chaz. Tune into the Phillies later today on your news and sports leader, AM 1360.
Phillies in San Francisco taking on the Giants, 3:30 for the pregame, 4:05 first pitch, eighth inning, that OIP flamethrower inning. Brett Maley of Lake Winona, our lucky contestant. If the Phillies pitchers strike out the side in the eighth, Brett will win himself a gift certificate from OIP Pots. Over the food is flame-smoking good, and always a flame-smoking good show on the turf down at Rotary Field in Schuylkill Haven. The head coach of the Schuylkill Haven Hurricanes, Mike Farr, joining us on the program. Good morning, Coach, and welcome to the 2019 football season.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. I mean, normally you're upbeat and chipper. Jeepers, come on.
Man, I'm tired. I'm tired.
A hard week.
I'll get there. You didn't make any fat jokes, so you didn't get me fired up right away.
A hard week of heat acclimatization or what?
Well, you know,
yeah, fat kids
it is a little tougher for me. I work in Reading now. So, and then we do all of our practicing in the evening, so it's just been a long week. And then today, you know, we cap off the week every year of heat with our youth camp for the Schuylkill Haven Midget program. So it's just been a long week so far. So I'm looking forward to like 3:30, 4 o'clock this afternoon, and I'll get, you know, maybe 12 hours of downtime or something. So, can kind of recharge the batteries a little bit.
Mike, we're 13 days away from opening night, and of course, you know, the big story is that the young man by the name of Kobe Brish, of course, he's been running wild the last few seasons down in Hurricane Land. He takes you last year along with a lot of other contributors to the District 11 Class 2A Championship for your third year. You're looking to make it a four-peat.
Kobe's a great football player, but you're right. There's been a lot of guys through the years that have really been great contributors, you know, and Kobe will admit that obviously in any team sport, it's never just one guy. So he's been blessed with great offensive linemen. He's been blessed with great lead blocking backs. And, you know, Kobe's blessed with just some natural abilities. So, Yeah, I mean, we're looking forward to this year. I know Kobe has some individual goals that, you know, he's chasing. You know, he's chasing Zach Barkett, even though right now he is Schuylkill Haven's all-time leading rusher as a junior going into his senior year. I mean, no one has put up the numbers Kobe has going into their senior season. But, you know, for those of us that have forgotten, Zach Barkett numbers his senior year were beyond phenomenal. I don't even think they even make a word for it. You know, he rushed for 4,200 yards his senior year and 66 touchdowns. So, you know, Kobe's about 2,700 yards away from being our all-time leading rusher. And, you know, last year didn't really go as well in the playoffs as we thought. You know, we were in that sub-regional, so we really didn't get, you know, two District 11 playoff games. You know, we were in the sub-regional with District 112. So, you know, we played a pretty good Bishop McDevitt team from Philly and got ousted in the first round, but played pretty well. So, I mean, we didn't really get to play as many games as we had hoped to play last year. But, yeah, it would be nice to four-peat. You know, and that's our goal. Our goal is to, you know, try to bring home that district title every year, and you know, I think it'd be really cool to play Southern Columbia in the East Final.
You know, Mike, when you take a look, is that sub-regional still in place this season as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Hopefully we'll get it at a District 11 site instead of traveling to subpar facilities and those sorts of venues. But, you know, when you take a look at the makeup, and you talked about a whole bunch of good offensive linemen, you have four offensive linemen that have some starting experience from last year. Bryce Miller, Blaze Schwartzlander, Josh Jennen, Braden Hoffer. I mean, so you have some experience in the trenches.
Yeah, I mean, we lost some really good ones. You know, we lost, Austin Holman, I believe, was offensive lineman of the year, so in Schuylkill County by the coaches. So, I mean, we lost a really good lineman in Austin, and, you know, we lost Nate Reedy, who was, you know, had played for a couple years. You know, Nate had a lot of injuries last year, so, you know, a lot of guys had the opportunity to play up front. So, you know, we rotated a bunch of guys. So, you know, those four guys have a ton of experience. You know, Josh Janan played the entire Schuylkill League season at center, which is, for those people familiar with the Schuylkill League, to play in the trenches as a freshman is a pretty big accomplishment because it's a really physical battle. And Bryce Miller played every snap last year at offensive line. So, you know, between Blaze and Braden started the year and then, you know, got significant playing time when we had some injuries up front. So, you know, I feel pretty – I mean, we're really coming together up front. We have Ian DeCarrick, who's really fighting for a spot up front, you know. And then we have Josh Magdenberg. I mean, you know, we call him Mags. I tell you, Mags, you know, 5'11", 275 pounds, spent his younger years working out with Stankavage from Blue Mountain. So it's pretty interesting, the dynamic. I think he's coming into his own. Again, he's a sophomore, good size. He's got good strength. And, you know, now it's just about playing Friday nights. I mean, you know, a lot of people don't realize how big of a jump it is from playing, say, midget level and then playing on Friday nights, or playing JV level and playing on Friday nights. It's a huge level jump, just the speed and the physicality of the game. But you know, I'm really happy with the progress. They're getting better every day. And I believe we're ahead of schedule. I believe up front, offensively, I think we're in good shape.
You know, you have a quarterback coming back with some experience as Kyle Donati returns to the program, Mike. Does this mean a little bit more passing in the offense?
You knew he was going to do
this
it.
This is why I like interviewing you guys, because – yeah, you're funny. I mean, well, you know, we will throw when we have to, or when the opportunity presents itself. You know, it's not a first thought. It's You know, we are a run-oriented team. We will play action. Kyle, the biggest difference between Kyle Donati last year and this year, Kyle Donati played quarterback last year, I would say, more apprehensive, more scared, really afraid to make mistakes, because I'm not always the easiest guy to play for because I have high expectations. But I thought he had a really good year last year. The difference between Kyle last year and this year is Kyle's coming in with a lot more experience. Kyle understands the things he needs to work on, and I think he's done a really good job. He's got great leadership skills, so he commands the huddle. So we're going to add a little bit more in for him this year, some things that he can do because now that he's in a more comfortable style role. He's got some weapons. I mean, as good as Kobe is running the football, Kobe's an excellent receiver. He's got excellent hands. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be doing some different things there. We also have Connor Gehring is a freshman coming onto our program this year that has a lot of national experience playing on Team USA and a couple different things the last couple years, and also got invited down to the IMG Academy combine this past summer. Connor's very skilled and very athletic at 6'1", 185 pounds. We've had a couple guys that had that kind of length and that kind of ability, but never this young in age. And then we also have Austin Clouser's brother, Riley Clouser, who played split end for us last year in a rotation. Where he's got really good speed. He can stretch the field for us. And we have Hunter Dissinger. We've got a bunch of guys that I feel can help us. Jack Davis, Trent Creasy. We have a bunch of guys that can help us out in those skill positions. So you kind of laugh. I mean, if we truly wanted to, if we wanted to totally scrap the running game, I would feel pretty confident that we could do some positive things in the passing game. So it's something that we're working on, and we'll just see how things go. But you could see a little bit more dynamic off-style offense. Again, it's the things we always work on, but when we're up 14 points and controlling the clock and you can't stop it, there's no need for us to do anything different. So we don't always get into those other offensive sets and change the tempo. So we'll see.
You also have pretty good talent at the wing. Steven Balulis back this year. Mason Reber checking in to take some carries as well. So you have a pretty prolific group of kids on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, absolutely. Steven Balulis is a kid that just ran into a lot of bad luck, but the last couple of years with a couple injuries. But as a sophomore, he was ranked in the top 50 linebackers in the state. Never really had a chance to play much offense because there was just so much depth in the running back position for us. So this year, he's back. He's 100%. Now he's going to have his opportunity to play in the backfield as well as Mason Reber. Mason Reber, he's one of those, I call him the tweeners. He's got decent size. He's got decent speed. He's more of a slot and less as a true tailback. He's more of a wing T style running back. So Mason will have his opportunities this year to get some notable carries, and any one of those guys are capable of doing some good things with the football.
Mike, we talked with Wally Hall a little bit earlier this morning, and we talked about special teams, and you've got a kicker by the name of Gavin Evitz, a familiar last name there, as you had Dawson the last few years doing your kicking duties. Gavin, a similar gene pool?
It's funny you said that because Gavin is a soccer player first and then a kicker second. I mean, he wants to be a kicker in college, But, you know, he actually became a kicker, you know, through his brother and through soccer. He's been working out all summer, and his father, they've been going to camps. He has a kicking coach, and, you know, they've been kind of doing some things. They've been to Florida. They've been to a couple schools, and I've been watching these videos of him kicking the football, and I'm like, man, if he can do that for real, that would be a huge weapon. So he comes down to practice the other day, and he was probably a little nervous. His first kick, you know, he kicked it. I mean, he boomed it. The thing had to be light, top of the lights high, wow. And it dropped at about the 10, about the 15, and he kicked the ground, and I'm like, hey, good height. He's like, coach, that wasn't very good. He said, can I have a couple more? So we were practicing our kickoff team. So the next one goes 7 yards into the end zone. And then he proceeded to kick 4 other ones into the end zone. And I said, well, you know, son, if you could do that every play, I could put anybody on the kickoff team. So, good job. I was like, Dawson had that same style leg. But unfortunately, Dawson got hurt in the first soccer scrim of the year, his senior year. So, you know, Dawson was limited to, like, maybe 10 to the 5-yard range, where before the season, Dawson was kicking from the college kickoff lane into the end zone before his injury. Gavin, I have no problem if the ball is, you know, if the ball is spotted at the 25-yard line in, I have no problem lining up for a field goal. Gavin kicked for us last year. I will definitely give him opportunities. He's reliable. He's good. First team All-County last year, first team Dream Team. So, I mean, the kid's legit. He's just gotten a little stronger. His fundamentals are worked out a little bit more, and he's got a lot more pop on the football than he had. I mean, he's put maybe 10 to 12 yards on his kickoff since last year. So it's a huge weapon to have in high school football.
Mike, this year, PIAA instituting the 40-second clock. As soon as the play is whistled dead, they're going to poke 40 up on and say, let's get moving. Is that going to make more of a difference for offenses, do you think, or defenses?
It just makes the game more neutralized. And, you know, the officials were typically dictating. So for a guy like me who likes to milk the clock and not play at a high tempo, if I'm working with a crew that week that takes their time spotting the football and it elongates the clock and it really shortens the game because the clock runs more. For me, that's an advantage. So now it more or less neutralizes it, where it really doesn't matter how long it takes. It puts more pressure on the crew that's working the game to get the ball spotted. I would say, my personal opinion, I don't believe it's an advantage for anybody. I believe it just puts more structure in. And here's a good rationale. So we go down to Philly and we play in Philly. Well, of course, they have a 7-man crew. So as soon as the ball's in the ground, I mean, they got guys all over the place, so they're moving, spotting the ball. I literally, Kobe got tackled. I had a split end right aside of me. I call the play. I run it in. We break the huddle, and there's like 6 seconds left on the clock, the play clock. I mean, on the 25-second clock. That's how fast. So, you know, for me, I'm like, listen, I can't – there's no way for me to get the play in any faster than the way I was doing it. So I think this way it kind of normalizes it. You know, 40 seconds is 40 seconds. You just got to work to the 40 seconds. So, but I don't think there's an advantage or disadvantage either way.
Okay, that's a pretty interesting take. Defensively this year, Coach, you have some kids coming back with some experience, and the Hurricanes looking to put some goose eggs on some opposition.
Well, we're trying. You know, we have a little different dynamic than we had the last couple of years, where we have a little bit more lineman based type of football players, and we have a lot of DB based type of football players. The skill sets, So this year we're running a 4-2-5 style, which is something we've really never done. It's primarily a 4-4. It looks like a 4-2-5.
Mm-hmm.
So we have more skilled guys. It's just a different version. The last couple of years we were running the 3-4, and we were trying to be very aggressive in the box. But in the same respect, you know, while we were doing all that kind of stuff, I think we put too much pressure on our secondary and trying to ask him to do things and make adjustments to things that I think were confusing at times, which cost us in a bunch of games. So now I think we have simplified things. You know, we want to rely on our kids playing football and not, you know, overanalyzing everything and always having to make the right call. And so now we've really kind of simplified it as much as we could and just let them play. So, you know, we'll do a lot of pre-snap read stuff. And then, you know, we have our assignments like we always do. But again, when teams are changing, you know, we're not always going to be changing with them per se. We're just going to have a couple check calls and let the kids play football and let them, with high school football players, the more comfortable they feel, the more they're going to be able to use their athletic ability and just play the game. You know, if you make it so complicated that they have to remember a bunch of stuff, even though it might be the right thing to do, sometimes they just don't always get it. And, you know, by the time the ball's snapping, they're still processing information, and then becomes apprehensive. And if you're a step short, you're a step away, because football is a game of inches. So the faster you can have your players process the information, the more you can simplify the information, then you can just let them use their athletic ability and play. So that's really been our focus this year. And I'll tell you what, they've been the last 10 days that I can see them getting having rapid improvement the last 10 days. So we'll see. I'm pretty excited about it. It is something different. I think you have to adapt. You know, so we're trying to adapt to the personnel that we have. So we'll see what happens.
Mike, you, of course, once again, start off the season with a bunch of Schuylkill League Division I opponents in Jim Thorpe, Lehighton, Tamaqua, and North Schuylkill. Then you start to move into your Division II opponents with Marion, Monoy, Shenandoah, Minersville, Panther Valley, and then, of course, end up the season with that perennial Blue Mountain squad.
Yeah, I don't like our schedule, but I like the competition level. If we could have spread that around a little bit, I really truly enjoy playing the Tamaquas, the Jim Thorpes. I don't like going to Jim Thorpe, because only because I don't like the bus ride. But, you know, the North Schuylkills, I mean, in all the big schools, I don't mind playing all them. I mean, I think our enrollment is getting to the point where it's becoming harder for us to stay competitive with them, because, you know, we are struggling with some numbers. And but overall, I really have enjoyed the last couple of years playing that big school style schedule. Because again, when you're able to compete, those games are a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun playing in those games, especially in 2016 when we had a really good football team. Last couple years, you know, you lose a couple of those games, everybody goes into panic mode. Oh, maybe Haven's not that good. Maybe, you know, and I'm just kind of chuckling because, you know, no, those teams are really that good. And, you know, they're fielding, you know, 60, 65 kids, we're fielding 30. And, you know, eventually through attrition, you know, the odds just start going away in your favor. And it's like, you know, enrollment runs this cycle, and so does talent. Unfortunately, we don't all have the style of program that Jim Roth has at Southern, where it's just constantly reloading, which is beyond remarkable. I enjoyed the schedule. I'm looking forward to next year's schedule.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You got to be a little sentimental, though, Mike, because this is the last year that Schuylkill Haven, which happens to be the only team that plays all of the Schuylkill League teams on their schedule, except for maybe one. And you know what I mean? You have to be a little nostalgic about it because it all does end. This is the last time we're going to see this with, like, the big schools in the area and the small and a small school in the area with this type of gauntlet.
But you know, and you know, early on, my pride said this is something we needed to do. But since then, you know, you get slapped in the face so many times that eventually you kind of get sick of getting slapped. So this time I'm a little bit more receptive to, you know what, it's just time. You have to put, sometimes you just have to say, it's just time to move on. It's time for a change. And I think we're just at that point now where the change is just coming at the right time. Still going to be great football. It's just, you know, we're not going to have the opportunity to play, you know, those bigger squads. And you know what? And in all fairness to the bigger squads, you know, it's tough playing, you know, a double-A school that can be competitive because, you know, there is no true advantage for a bigger school the way the districts and the state playoffs are designed. There's no real advantage. So the way the split is going to occur, it's really going to benefit the big schools immensely. I mean, it's pretty sad when you're a triple A or a quad A school and you nearly have to go perfect to get a seating. Now, they were lucky that in triple A last year they took 8, you know, into the playoff rank. Where, you know, if they would have taken 4, there's guys that were 8-2 that may not have made it. I mean, so it just gets a little tough. But now that we're playing, you know, the big schools are matching up with bigger schools, it's going to help their point totals. And now they're going to be able to face off against the teams that they are fighting for seeds with in the district playoffs. So now they kind of have their own destiny in their hands. So, you know, we've done that a couple times where we didn't have the opportunity to face people that were getting seeded higher than us in the playoffs because we'd never played them before. And, you know, we were fighting to get in. And then once we got in, we had a lot of success, even though our record may have been 6-4 or 7-3, and they may have been 9-1 or 10-0. You know, those games were 40-point lopsided victories. But again, we were fighting to get in, and they cruised into a number one seed, and we had a fight just to get into it. And I just don't believe that's an advantage for our kids. So what's best for our kids is put them in an opportunity where they can be successful you know, give them the same advantages that, you know, the other kids have. So, you know, I'm for it. It's good. It's a good situation.
Indeed, and we'll see how it shakes out. But we will catch up with you week one against over at Jim Thorpe. We'll take the trip. The T-102 football game of the week will be Schuylkill Haven and Jim Thorpe, and we're looking forward to getting this season underway. And we're up against it, Coach. We want to thank you for taking time out of your Saturday morning and raising our ratings now that we're a podcast.
You always have to get some. You have to get one in there, don't you?
And we'll see you at the next buffet.
I didn't say that. He's picking
That's
fights.
Okay.
Hey, okay. Friends like to sit down over we're food good. And drink.
But thanks for joining us this morning, Mike, and I'll talk to you here in a couple days.
All right, fellas. All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike.
Good luck in 2019.
Thank you.
All right, Doc. There you have it. Mike Ford joining us on the program. I want to thank Mike and Coach Wally Hall for taking time out this morning as we get ready for high school football 2019. How many days?
13. Unlucky 13.
13 days away to kick off. And we've got a five-time voted number one lending institution sponsoring the program, CACL Financial, 1800 West Market Street in the city of Pottsville. Always open online at caclfcu.org.
Thank you to BG's Value Markets, four convenient locations for your shopping experience, Millersburg, Jonestown, Pine Grove, and Minersville. Don't forget, they've got all of your late summertime grilling needs. And if they're meat for your hot irons or your grill or any fresher,
you'd have to slap them.
Thank you to Gears Dairy, Schuylkill County's oldest family-owned full-service dairy on the Tumbling Run Road here in Pottsville. Their full line of dairy products from whole milk to skim milk. The orange juice to start your Saturday morning off on the right foot. And, of course, their delicious thirst-quenching iced tea and fruit drink products. Chaz, you slugged down the huge, as you called it last week.
Huge, the diet green tea today. You, of course, had a sugar-free iced tea because you're watching your figure.
Yeah.
But, Doc, we got to remind folks, WPPA Sports Saturday, now on Anchor.fm and on Spotify, coming soon to more podcast platforms near you. So if you did not tune into today's show, you can catch up. It'll be archived there. And Sports Saturday, now a podcast. But we want to thank you for tuning in.